Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have left his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, My master is delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites, in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. For it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants, and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made the 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered me 5 talents, here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also, who had 2 talents, came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents, here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, and I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I had not sown, and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to every one who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So over the last 2 or 3 readings, we've been reading this particular section of the book of Matthew. Back in chapter 23, he had pronounced 7 woes on the scribes and the Pharisees, and then made the comment toward the end of the chapter that Jerusalem had killed prophets and stoned those that were sent to it, even when God had offered to be like a mother hen to take care of them. After this, The disciples showed him the temple, and he told them that there will not be left there one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And he began to talk about the destruction of Jerusalem. He gave them warning signs so that Christians could heed those warnings and not be a part of that destruction. The destruction was intended as an end of Judaism, taking away the temple, taking away even their genealogies, many of their records. It was an end to the Jews being a special people as a nation, because under Christ, we are a spiritual people, a spiritual family. And so this was a judgment by God upon them. Where we picked up today in chapter 24, verse 36, he says, "No one knows the day and the hour." Now, there's some controversy over the end of chapter 24 of, are we still talking about the destruction of Jerusalem? Or are we still talking, or rather, have we shifted to talking about the end of time, the day of judgment? Certainly, we can see application within these verses for both. And I can see both. I can see the argument for either one. For example, much of the language, especially speaking of the coming of the Son of Man, is used in the previous section as well. So it is not my intention to weigh in on which one he's talking about. My intention is for us to think about ourselves. And there are some messages, some lessons that can be learned for ourselves out of what's stated here. The first is, we just don't know how much time we have. We don't know that God's going to give us years, decades more in our lifetime. Nor do we know whether he's going to give the entire earth years or decades more. So then what do we do with the time that we have, the moment that we are living in right now? Well, that's the point of talking about the wise and faithful servant, the one that is doing his work day in, day out, as his master expects of him, so that he might be approved. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be doing our work for the Lord day in and day out, so that when he comes, we're ready. We're not caught off guard. And that is what led into the parable of the 10 virgins. Some were prepared and some were not. Some were caught off guard because you had some that had plenty of oil in order to wait for the bridegroom, and then you had those that needed to go and purchase more. We need to be prepared for the coming of the Lord by doing each day those things that need to be done in his service. That also leads us into the parable of the talents, in which he distributes. This master distributes some talents. 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent to 3 different servants. Of course, the 5-talent man produces 5 talents more. The 2-talent man produces 2 talents more. But the 1-talent man is afraid, goes and hides that talent in the sand and does nothing with it so that he might present it to the master. But that was not what the master expected. That was below his expectations. He tells that 1-talent man, "You should have at least invested it so that I got interest on it." We may not be the most talented individuals. We may not be the one that has 5 or 10 talents, but we can do something with what we have, and that's the point that gets across here. And out of all these, we see we do not want to be turned away from our Lord. We want to be welcomed in. So let's serve the Lord faithfully each day that goes by. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.